This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. OffGridMontana.com. Rich Sheeben's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheeben.
Well, thank you, Vincent Fennelli. How's everything going with you this morning?
Very well. You know, I looked at a weather forecast that Joey sent us, Joey in Michigan. 16 days of rain pummeling us. And I'm thinking about this. Hey, pretty soon, it's not going to be hay. It's going to be like wood. And I don't think the cows are going to like it, but there's not much we can do about it. We can't.
Send some up
we
here,
are not
you?
In charge. Yeah. We're not in charge of making the weather here at our farm. I mean, we've got people that we pay way too much money to do that, and they've decided that we need to be flooded. No kidding. Seriously. That's where we are. So, Rich Sheeben, you've got a lot for us, and you're going to talk about some of the things that you've done research on. And share that with us. I'm going to sit back and relax.
Well, I'm going to ask your
maybe
feedback.
Not.
What I'm going to do today is I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 clumps of articles. And when I say clumps, they are articles that are politically incorrect. They're articles that show how the elite, the aristocracy, the globalists slash Democrats are distracting, dumbing down, and dividing the American people, mostly through group identity politics. And I think we'll get plenty of talking points from this. I usually do articles every time I'm on the air, but not to this extent. And they're probably 2 days to 2 weeks old. So some of you might have read some of these already, but I think it's a good radio strategy, if you will, to do something a little different and help wake up the people, because I know a lot of people don't have time to go on alternative media and look at some of this information for themselves, and they get so inundated with the propaganda, lies, false flags, and hoaxes that come from the mainstream media, we don't get truth anymore. So without any further ado, Vince, I'm going to mention the first clump, if I had to get too technical with my terms, let me know, of articles. First one is fake anti-gay. This is New York City Records. Fake records show another fake anti-gay crime in New York City. Next article. One man's quest to expose a fake BBC video about Syria. Next article. New York City education officials were demoted for being white. I'm not making any of this stuff up. This is the stuff that's happening today, folks. Next article. Brother calls, and I can never pronounce his name, Justin Buttigieg. Who knows what it is? He's Mayor Pete. And he basically, his brother or brother-in-law came out publicly and said that he made up the story about lying about his family for political gain. Next article. Disney and Netflix threaten Georgia boycott but continue to work in countries where abortion is illegal. I'm sure most of you have read that article. So basically what they're saying is that they're going to boycott the state of Georgia because of the abortion law that was passed. But yet they're all over the country, all over the world, pardon me, working in countries where abortion is illegal. So this is why, Vince, I hate the double standards, the hypocrisy, the scams, the fake news. And this is one of the reasons why we need practice what you preach laws. And I've gone over that in great detail over the years. But I don't see anybody from either side, Republican, Democrat, willing to go forward with this. And that's because there is a lot less left-right paradigm and a lot more aristocracy controlling and managing the serfs. So when you hear all this rhetoric like, oh, it's all the whites' fault, the white people, they did it, oh, especially white males, but yet nobody on especially the left ever calls for the confiscation of assets and money from the family of the Bezos, from the Bloomberg family, from the Zuckerberg family, from the Zucker family, from the Rothschild or the Rockefeller or the Soros or the Buffett family. How come all these white males get a pass where all these super wealthy people who own the mainstream media and all the big corporations that sanction every message from the mainstream media, which goes downhill? Nobody on the Democrat side ever has the courage and the guts to say, well, let's confiscate all the money and assets from these white males. But no, they don't. What they want to do is keep everybody down. And that includes everybody. Doesn't matter if they're black, doesn't matter if they're female, doesn't matter if they're homosexual, transgender. They want to have everybody fighting against everybody, and they want to blame everything on the poor/middle class white male. But when they talk about white males and how it's all the white male's fault, they never talk about the confiscation of the hundreds, if not thousands, of gazillionaires who run the show. And they, so this is why we need the practice what you preach laws, Vince, because double standards and hypocrisy, I think people are tired of hearing these words. So, Vince, out of these five articles I just mentioned in the first clump, what comments do you have?
Well, I know how to pronounce his name. Pete Butts his gig.
That's great.
Pete Butts his gig. So when I write his name, I write it in three words so I know how to pronounce it. Butts his gig. He's a homo.
I knew I shouldn't have brought that article up, but anyway, scams, just the hypocrisy, double standards that people always use these terms, regarding everything that's fake, everything that's regarding holding the narrative to sway public opinion, to manufacture pity, guilt, and ideology, to control every meme, every thinking point, to make everybody a follower, not an independent thinker, regarding just these articles, don't you feel that the mainstream media and the powers that be are extremely insulting and condescending to the people?
Absolutely. And it's not just the mainstream media. Went to the mailbox and I got some mail, and the local supermarket, I talk about the GDP, the generally dumb public. I have absolute proof that that corporate America thinks we really are GDP. So they sent this flyer, this sale flyer for a local supermarket. You know, and they have the different items pictured so you can see what they are and have the price. And then they say in really big letters, half price sale. Okay? And then they define what that means. They say, if the item is $3, you save $1.50, and you'll pay $1.50. So they had to define what half price means. Can you imagine that? They can't just say half price. They have to tell you that half price means if it is originally $3, you take half of that and you save it and you pay the other half. That's first grade math. First grade math. But that's what we're teaching with these news flyers or these sale flyers. So we really are dumb. We really, really are dumb. No question about it. But I'd like to talk about a little bit more about that article. If you could share with us, flesh out the article about Mayor Pete Buttigieg's gig. What's that all about? I'm serious.
I am. I have read all these articles. It's just that, you know, it's like when I talk about financial and economic thing, anything, I never get to, there's never enough time to be real thorough, and I got to shortcut everything because of time. But basically it says, Mayor Pete, they don't say Mayor Pete, they say his name, brother-in-law, accuses 2020 candidate of lying about his family for political gain. And basically, brother-in-law is accusing the gay Democratic presidential hopeful of hijacking his family's history for political advantage by crafting a bogus backstory of poverty, homelessness, and homophobia. So basically, he was doing the poor me, I'm a victim thing because I come from a poor family, I don't have a home, and I was surrounded by homophobia. And basically what the article mentions is that he was inundated by death threats and everybody was a bigot, everybody was a homophobe. And basically, his brother-in-law came out and said that it's not true. He was surrounded by support and love and all this stuff. So, you know, basically playing the scam game, playing the poor me, I'm a victim game because I'm a homosexual, vote for me. It's all theater. It's 100% theater. And so... That's what a lot of these.
Well, he doesn't need to run with Joe Biden to be in the trifecta of the American presidential candidate. He can do it all by himself. He claimed to be poor. He claims to be a homo, and he's a liar. All he needs now is to be over 35 years old and a natural-born citizen. And he's ready to go. He's got all the qualifications we need to run the corporation, Corporate USA. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. Rich, one of the articles that you mentioned was about some New York City education officials that were demoted for being white. W-H-I-T-E. I got to tell you, I was demoted for being white back in 1971 when I applied for admission to a university, and they weren't selecting for admission very many whites because they wanted to even up the score and allow blacks to catch up in terms of the numbers. So I was demoted for being white, and I know what that's like.
We're allowing political correctness to poison us against ourselves, and we can't allow the people, we can't allow ourselves to follow the narrative. That's why we need to read up and research up, because the powers that be are dividing us, not just so we infight and they foment hate, but so they can divide us for the vote. And this is why the little people, the bottom 93%, needs to unify, despite what our skin pigmentation is, our gender, our religion, our sexual orientation, whatever. We have to stop with the rumors, the gossip, the baby talk, and we need to eliminate the separate tiered system of different rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. Because if we continue to do that, then things are going to get a lot worse, because You can't reward mediocrity and expect not to fall into a law of diminishing returns cycle. And that's what's happening in America. So the next clump of articles, I have four articles here, Vince, and that kind of...
Can I just interrupt for a second? I just don't want to leave one of the articles that you talked about. You've mentioned political correctness. I'm going to admit on the air publicly in front of everyone that I am biased. I am. And I think that I express my biases, which would be politically incorrect. So I am not politically correct. I am politically incorrect. So when I see someone who's got this thing in her tongue and she wants to serve me food or wait on me at a restaurant, I am biased against that. And out it comes. And when she says, "May I help you?" I go, "No, you can't help me. You just grossed me out when you open your mouth." I think it's disgusting. So political correctness is unacceptable to me. I am not going to be politically correct. I'm not going to say something is nice when it's not nice. Last night I was asked on air, what would happen if I were a customer and I bought a washing machine and dryer from Sears and it was mishandled? The guys didn't strap it down. The guys didn't know how to hook it up. The guys were rough on it, careless with my property, because when you buy a washer and dryer at Sears, you pay for it first. You don't even see your washer and dryer. You pay for it, and then it shows up, you know, during the week. And a couple guys come out, and they look pretty rough, and they're tattooed, and they don't know what they're doing, and they mishandle it. And then comes the survey. How would you rate your experience with your appliance delivery from Sears? Now, would I rate it, you know, 1, 2, 3, 10? How would I rate it? And would I be afraid to rate it the way I really felt? And I said, no, I wouldn't be afraid to rate it the way I really felt. And I would rate these guys a 1. I wouldn't rate them a 0 because no one would look at the 0. They'd say, oh, that guy's just angry. But if it's rated a 1, somebody would read it. And then I would delineate exactly why I rated those thugs masquerading as appliance delivery people from Sears. So that's politically incorrect also, what I just said that I would do. And it's time. And Richie, you are absolutely correct. It's time, it's past time really, that we all start saying it like it really is. And so if you get lousy service, so how was it? Well, it was lousy. Just say it. Say it. And not only was it lousy, it's not worth what you expected me to pay for it. So you expect me to pay full price. It was lousy. So what are we going to do? I'm not paying full price. How would you like 1/4 of what you're asking for it? Because it was lousy. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. We will continue to work together to preserve the alliance that is the bedrock of our shared prosperity and security.
That's outgoing British Prime Minister Theresa May speaking at a joint news conference in London following her meeting with President Trump today. The president, citing this week's 75th anniversary of D-Day, the Allied invasion of Normandy, France, also saying that he thanks Britain for assistance in the fight against ISIS and the effort to keep Iran from getting nuclear weapons. Trump also says of trade with the UK.
As the UK makes preparations to exit the European Union, the United States is committed to a phenomenal trade deal between the U.S. and the U.K.
Officials in northeast Missouri say Mississippi River flooding has breached 28 levees and closed nearly 380 roads. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Rich, in that line of thinking, our son went to Aldi and bought a case of pasta noodles. They changed the box, and he thought, well, they just changed the, you know, the packaging. Well, Mrs. Fennelly cooked them up, and they were terrible. So I said, so what do you want to do? She said, well, I'm not going to eat these. These are terrible. So guess what? Case of 12, they're getting 11 of them back. and we're going to bring them back, and we're going to say these are lousy. That's what you need to do, class. You need to stand up, and you need to speak out. Now, does anyone want to bring stuff back? No. But we're going to. We're going to go out of our way. And the more bad products we buy, the fewer we're going to buy from those locations until we stop buying them altogether. That's the way we do things. Rich?
Yeah, no, I agree. That's kind of forced inflation. You know, like when I went over last week, I talked about deflation and inflation. Whether the food is in smaller packaging or lesser quality, less cost to the supplier, but more cost to the people. This is just forced inflation on top of the people. But let me move on, Vince, because I have several clumps of these articles here, and we can continue the discussion. And the second clump, and I just love that term, clump, pardon me. And what we're doing today, folks, we're doing a little bit of a different repertoire, if you will, a little different format. And I'm just going through some articles that I've picked out of the new media over the past 2 days to 2 weeks, if you will. So the next article is, Ilhan Omar suggests that Latinos would not be competitive in a merit-based immigration system. Next article, Lawrence Jones says, this is regarding to the SAT scores and adversity scores, and he just basically says it's insulting. And I think everybody would agree. And basically what we're talking about here, folks, is when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, to get a job, to keep a job, doesn't matter, you're not only insulting the work ethic, the ability, and the intelligence of all these people who are applying for a job because you're giving them a job based on their group, you also degrade and disrespect them. And what happens is when you reward mediocrity for year after year and decade after decade, you never empower a nation. You don't empower a group or an individual. When you lower the bars of standards and expectations, you're making the populace submissive. You're breaking their will. You are eliminating the appreciation, the dignity, and the value of work. And that's exactly where we are in America right now, and that's why our economy is held up by smoke and mirrors and puppet strings. Next article. Twitter suspends researcher who exposed Antifa journalist connections. So basically, if you have the left slash Democrats slash globalists, and they're hiring mercenaries called Antifa, and the public or a patriotic journalist exposes the connections to the mainstream media, you get suspended or you get fined or you go to jail. This is basically what happened during Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Pol Pot, where there's no more rule of law and only rule of the aristocracy. Next article, mask slips. Actor, Jeffrey Wright, I never heard of him. He's a black man. I just read the article and saw his photo. Makes it clear, he basically slipped. And he got all emotional and said that the left obsession with power, basically he said when we get the power back, when we win the vote, the Democrats, everybody else better effing duck. So it's, like I said, it's a lot less left-right paradigm, a lot more aristocracy managing and controlling the serfs. In other words, the addiction to power, money, and control is so great with these people that they don't want the bottom 93% of Americans to even have a life. And they will do anything, whether it be violence, whether it be lies, propaganda, false flags, hoaxes, everything is theater. Everything. And let me remind any new listeners that Micah Brzezinski, not too long ago, I believe she's from MSNBC or CNN. They're both totally fake news, so I don't even know which one. She said, and I'm quoting, the media's job is to control exactly what the people think. Now, if that's not derogatory and condescending, I don't know what is. Vince, what comments do you have on those articles I just mentioned?
Well, I've got some comments on most of them. One of them is you talked about Latinos not being competitive in a merit-based system. Well, it depends on what the system is. So, for example, I hired some masons to put some stone on our house. It's a lot of stone, 220 tons of stone. That's without the concrete. And so I hired these white guys to do it. And it wasn't like I was looking for white guys. They didn't have a gauge that said if you're not white, you don't fit. It wasn't like that at all. I was looking for the best masons I could find. Well, the white guys stopped showing up. So I got them some help. And I brought in this team of Latinos. And I told the white guys, I got great news for you. I got you some help. This other team is going to be working on the house, too. And they're going to be putting the siding up, which is stone. And the Latinos were great. They were absolutely fabulous. They loved what they were doing. They were playing music, and it was like a festival. They loved it. So anyway, it depends on what the measurement is. Now, in a game where you throw a ball around, I probably want some guys who are really tall and really agile, and they'd probably be black. So that would now I wouldn't specifically look for them, but I'm pretty sure that's how it would end up. So it depends. It depends on what we're looking for, and people are different. There are different skill sets that people have. I mean, I could get in a lot of trouble, you know, from expanding on that, but I got to tell you that there are certain groups of people who are really good at math and certain groups that aren't so good at math, and there are others who are kind of in the middle. The media's job is to tell us what to think. That's pretty clear. That's pretty clear. Because those of us in the alternative media are being replaced with others who are in the big media. Now, I won't necessarily say mainstream, but I will say bought and paid for media. I'm probably getting in trouble for saying this, but, you know, there are people like us who talk about things that are wrong against the villagers, police corruption, police abuse, police setting up their own businesses within the protection racket of the badge, the shield. They're shielded from prosecution. They're shielded from being charged with murder when they murder people. They're shielded from being charged with police abuse when they tase people, when they throw them down on the sidewalk, when they grind their faces into the pavement with their knees. They're shielded. We talk about that, but the other team, which is bigger than we are, by far, says, the police are great. We love the police. I guess they don't drive vehicles. I guess they don't get pulled over. I was talking with a friend last night, stopped over, and he has a family member who's in the police department. His son is a policeman. He says his son looks for tag lights that are out. You can call them license plates. You can call them tags. Okay, the lights that illuminate the license plates. He looks for those being out. Who has a license plate light that's out? Pretty much everybody. If you live on a farm, they get dusty, they get dirty, they're hard to reach to clean, and lots of them are out on the back. So he looks for that. Why? Because that's an excuse for him to pull somebody over. Hey, you got a tag light out, license plate lights out. You mind if I look in your car? Your truck? What else you got in there? You been drinking? Any drugs in there? Is that a knife? Is that a weapon? And that's what they do. So here we are, we're trying to expose these things, and we're being replaced with people who love the police. I don't think they live in the same place that we live in. So I'm not going to be politically correct. I'm going to call it like I see it. When that mayor guy wants to be my president, I'm going to call him out for what he is. Pete Buttigieg's gig. That's the last guy I want to be running. Being CEO of corporate United States. Just because he was in the military doesn't mean he knows anything. There are plenty of people who have been in the military. I was at a lunch. I have a friend who was a sniper in Vietnam. He became a peace officer. He was a sergeant. And there was a guy who was with us. The three of us went to lunch. And the other guy had a gun show on the radio. He talked about guns. He was like an expert. He knew everything about guns. He was telling people all about guns. And so I thought, he ought to meet my friend. My trainer. The guy who trained me. And so we're sitting down, and the radio talk show host guy said, so have you ever been in a gunfight as a cop? He said, yeah. How many? 13. 13? You've been in 13 gunfights as a cop? Yeah. How many have you been in? None. So what I'm trying to say, class, I'm giving you some illustrations, real stories of the way it really is. Just because you hear somebody on the radio doesn't mean they are who you think they are. I'm talking about a guy who has a gun show, talks about guns on the radio all the time for years, and he's never been in a gunfight, and he's been a cop. He's also a Marine, the talk show host guy. Now, only 10% of the Marines are in combat. So just because a guy says he is a Marine doesn't mean he ever fought. The guy I'm talking about carried a radio around. So if you listen to him, he's a Marine, he was a cop, you know, you think that, well, heck, he's been in gunfights, he's seen it all. The answer is no. He's a corrupt cop. And that's the real story. So you have to question everything. Everything, including us here at USA Prepares. Use your mind and think. Does it seem reasonable? Does everything else seem reasonable?
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Eben, you mentioned the SAT scores, the adversity points, and that it's insulting. I have a friend, he's an instructor here at USA Prepares, and he's a doctor. And I'm not talking about Dr. Shuler, I'm talking about a different instructor. And many years ago he said to me, he was at the kitchen table and we were having a cup of coffee, and he said, so what do you call the last place student in medical school? You know, the guy who does the absolute worst. Everybody's better than that guy. What do you call him? Doctor. That's what you call him. You call him doctor. And I really don't want anybody operating on me or treating me who's the last place guy. I really don't. So we all assume that our medical doctor, our dentist, is not that guy. We assume that, you know, they're near the top, if not the top, because we want them to be. And it's worse than insulting that the SAT scores are manipulated based on adversity. So if you had a tougher time growing up, you get bonus points for having a tougher time. I feel bad that people have a tough time. I really do. But that doesn't mean that if I'm an employer and I've got a guy who scores 100 and a guy who scores 40, that I should take the guy who scores 40 because he had a tougher time getting here. That's just the way.
Well, that's what they're doing. They're using skill sets and diversity to divide the American people. And nothing matters anymore. Hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, nothing matters. The only thing that matters, unfortunately, is what group you're from. Now, Vince, we only have a couple minutes left. Can I do the next clump real quick, and I'll be real brief because I have so many articles here.
Go to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next, this is going to be a little economy-based, and Chinese and European banks are falling like dominoes. Next article, UK retail sales crash most on record. Deutsche Bank hits fresh record low. Illinois, reckless spending, $45 billion in capital spending, binge exposed. So basically, pretty much anything goes. The numbers really aren't as good as they say they are. If they really want to help the American people or the people around the world, all they have to do is lower all the end of the yield curve bonds and have the little people refinance to stay afloat. That would alone save the housing market. But you could tie in student loan, car loans, credit card loans, basically even consolidate corporate and household loans. I mean, we have $14 trillion in outstanding household debt in this country. So if they were to lower, and they say, well, the market does it, and the Fed only controls the short term, you know, I think everything is rigged. Every book is cooked. Every number is fixed. And so if they really wanted to help the little people, they could. I just wanted to share those four articles before we go into the break in a matter of seconds. So, Vince, before the break, do you have any comments on our economy and those few articles I just mentioned?
Yeah, I do. You mentioned retail sales are down. Well, I wanted to build a lawnmower blade balancer, one that would be really accurate, better than anything on the market. So I decided to fabricate one, but I thought, well, let me go look and see what eBay has for sale. And so I looked around, and retail sales are down so much that I get an email from eBay a couple days after I looked, just looked, saying, you viewed this item, and now you can save 20%. You can buy it for 20% less than we offered it to you a couple days ago, because we know you looked at it. Additionally, I put some items in a cart. I wanted to buy some nuts and bolts and machine screws, small machine screws, metric and SAE, a couple thousand screws. And they had them in these packages, assorted packages, different group sizes. So I had four of them in this cart, and I've been thinking about, do I really want to buy them or not? I don't know. Maybe, yeah, I don't know. I didn't decide. Well, I get an email telling me, here's your cart. You've got these things in your cart. You've got these four items. Let's get moving. Click that Buy It Now button. So what I'm saying is sell, sell, sell. That's what these guys are doing, because I believe what you said is exactly correct. Retail sales are down. Malls are vacant. Who goes to a mall today? Malls are in the death spiral. They're trying to figure out, wow, we've got these really neat buildings divided up into little compartments. What are we going to do with them? Because people don't go to the mall. Why? Well, that'd be Jeff Bezos. He took care of the malls. So my thoughts on retail. What am I doing? Am I buying most things? No. Am I going to restaurants? No. Is money flowing like crazy? No. Not here at our farm. Money's tight. Money's tight everywhere I look and with everybody I know. It's tight. People are in financial distress. Everywhere. So don't waste your money. Don't be conned into buying things that you don't want and don't need with money you don't have. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.